on her face. I'm halfway around the planet in a most unlikely place, following my song line past bamboo shacks and shops, behind a jitney packed like sardines with bananas piled on top.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the Expat Answer Man podcast. If you have questions about being an expat, we have answers. Do you have someone special in the Philippines? Somebody that you'd like to send a gift to, maybe some flowers, a teddy bear, or some chocolates? We have a wide variety of gifts available at wowphilippines.com. That's wowphilippines.com. We've been in business for the last 12 years now. We offer world-class customer service. Why not stop by and give us a visit? www.wowphilippines.com. That's wowphilippines.com. Hope to see you soon.
Hi, Bob. It's Victor from Sydney here. Just a question about internet. I know that you yourself are an internet entrepreneur. So I was just wondering, in your humble opinion, what is the best internet company in the Philippines as an internet service? Who do you recommend that, as someone who uses internet a fair bit, as I do now, what company should I be with, or what are my options? Here we have like portable Wi-Fi hotspots and the like, but I understand things can be a bit different in Southeast Asia. So what, in your opinion, is the best internet provider in the Philippines for someone who uses internet rather heavily? I'm sure this is an issue close to your heart, Mr. Bob. Thank you for your time. Have a great day.
Well, Victor, you're back again. It's nice to hear from you. Victor's a very regular contributor here on the Expat Answer Man podcast. It's always nice to hear from him. He has some good questions, things that a lot of people seem to want to hear about. So I really appreciate it very much, Victor. As a matter of fact, you know, I gave Victor a subscription, a free subscription to my expatisland.net premium site. And that's for a few months. Gave it to him free because of his contribution. So for anybody listening, if you want to also get a free trial subscription, you know, start contributing to the Expat Answer Man. Use the SpeakPipe to call in and leave a message with your question. And the more you contribute, the more likely I am to choose you for another free subscription. I'll give you a few months where you can check it out and decide if you like the expatisland.net site. It's premium content for premium expats. Okay, Victor, so you're wanting to find out about the internet and how to choose a good internet provider, or you want me to tell you which internet provider is the good one to choose. Well, it's not quite that easy, Victor. I'm just going to be honest with you. It just depends on where you are. Different cities have different quality of internet from different providers. As a matter of fact, Victor, even within the same city, like, you know that I live in Davao, and I happen to know that you're also coming to Davao very soon, and you're going to be living here in Davao. But if you were to ask me, what provider should I get in Davao, I can't answer that without knowing what neighborhood you're going to be in, or what part of town at least, because it just varies that much. You find that some areas have better internet than others, or say one provider is much better in a certain part of town compared to the others. Or also, you may find a part of town where certain providers just don't have connectivity there. Maybe Globe doesn't have DSL in a certain area of Davao. And usually I know which areas in my hometown are the good ones. If you were to ask me about some other city way out in the Visayas or up in Luzon, I wouldn't be able to answer that, but for Davao I could. But let's just talk in generalities here, because I can't really give specific advice, especially that would apply to everybody listening. Basically, Victor, when it comes to internet in the Philippines, the cellular phone companies are the ones that are providing internet connectivity. There's a few other companies as well. The big boys in internet connectivity would be PLDT, that's Philippine Long Distance Telephone. Now, that's not a cellular company, but that's the the main telephone company in the Philippines. If you were an American, I'd say, well, that's Ma Bell in the Philippines, or AT&T, as it's known. But you're Australian, so you may not get that example, except that I just kind of explained it. But PLDT is the big one. I don't really think they're the best. At least in my experience, they haven't been the best. I've used PLDT quite extensively, and I'm not using them anymore, and you can imagine why. Okay, so you've got PLDT. Then another internet company is Smart Telecommunications. That's a cellular phone company. Now, I do have a Smart Telecommunications internet connection. It's a 4G or LTE, which stands for long-term evolution, which is a very fast connection. I can generally get speeds up to about 65 megabits per second using my Smart LTE connection. Okay, now here's a little secret that some people don't know. It's getting where many people know this, but Smart is owned by PLDT. They didn't used to be, but it's probably been about 5 years now, I'd say, that PLDT bought out Smart, and so they're both using the same network connectivity now. Now, the difference is that if you go to Smart, you can get wireless solutions like the LTE that I'm using, or 3G. On PLDT, it's generally DSL that you're talking about, because they're going to bring the internet in through your phone line that comes to your house. Okay, another company that offers internet is Sun Communications, which is also a cellular company. Guess what? They are also owned by PLDT. Now, I think that was last year, it might have been the year before, but I think it was 2013 that PLDT bought Sun. And so that's also part of the same company now. Okay, another company that offers cellular service and also internet service is Globe Telecommunications. Now, I also have a Globe connection at my house. My Globe is a DSL connection. Globe also has a relatively small landline part of their business. Their big business is cellular service, but they do have landlines, and they do internet through both landline and wireless. Now, my Globe DSL line is about 5 megabits per second. That's what it's rated at. I generally get service between about 4.5 to 4.8 megabits per second. So it's pretty good. You know, I used to think it was great. I loved it very much. But now that I've got my LTE service at up to 65 megabits, there's just no comparison, to be honest. But if it push comes to shove, I am still relatively happy using my Globe connection. But if I'm doing some kind of downloads of any kind of big files, it sure is nice to have that Smart LTE, let me tell you. So, Victor, the best thing I can recommend, if you move to the Philippines, and I know you're doing that, but when you move to the Philippines, firstly, you're going to be looking around for a house to rent. I know in your case it's rent. Some people would be looking for a place to buy. That's a whole other discussion there. But so you're looking for a place where you're going to live. When you find a place that you think you want to get, before you sign any papers, check on what kind of internet connectivity you can get there. Maybe you're going to find out you can only get a very slow connection or no connection at all in some places. So my first step before I sign any kind of papers is to check on what kind of internet I can get and get some kind of guarantee from the people at the company that they really can provide service there. They're not going to sign anything or give you any kind of paper, but if you just really get their word, maybe you could even ask for some people in the neighborhood that have their service, and you could talk to some of your potential neighbors and see how the service is. So, Victor, I hope that helps you out, and I think that that'll give you some information to go on, a good way to get started when you move to Davao, and I wish you the best of luck with your move. I'll be seeing you soon, my friend. Everybody, I want to thank you for listening today and joining the podcast. As I said earlier, call in and leave a voicemail for me with your question, and you never know, I might have a surprise for you if you do that, especially if you become a regular contributor like Victor is. Have a nice day, everybody. See you next time.